The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
They moved the next two UFC events. They had an event scheduled in Columbus, Ohio, an event scheduled in Portland, Oregon. Moved them to Vegas to the UFC's building, where they, like, basically the building that they own and operate.
Right.
They're going to have them there. No crowd. I mean, that's the beauty of having a sport that's made more for TV than it is for in-person, and specifically having a pay-per-view model.
Right.
I mean, if it comes to that, they'll be able to put the Khabib-Tony fight on, and I would imagine that would be one of the better selling pay-per-views ever if that was to happen.
The president is taking the fall for all of this. That really, the people to blame are obviously the gays. And from what I understand, Liberty University has a great influx of gays in recent years.
Oh, hold on a second now. You are sitting here trying to sell these buckets of seeds and all this end of days stuff. There's not going to be an end of days.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Hour number three, 713-780. ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. Also get us on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz. Click like, send a message. Aaron will read it. There's Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Aaron is Blitz. Dad's Degenerates 975. You can text the show. You know the number for that. You can watch us on Twitch. Comment there. You know the number for that. And it's a Friday. Just have a little fun here. Hopefully we'll all survive until Monday. And 432, is sex a form of payment to be on your land? Depends on...
Yes, it is.
If
Fred accepted sex for pretty much anything,
it just depends
as long as I've known him.
It depends on what you... it just depends on who you are. 713-780-3776. So,
just be a nice, generous lover is what he means.
I mean, no, that's... I have particular tastes. If I'm gonna do that...
You're looking for handsomes.
No. Well, I mean...
And pretties.
Well... Yeah, I mean, I have a certain taste. That's all. Somebody says the only positive about all this is there's zero traffic out here. Yeah, there is that. So, good on everybody. But hopefully people will calm down. This won't get crazy because some of the stuff that we're seeing here is obviously happening all over the country. Somebody, a guy got stabbed with a wine bottle in Georgia over some water. That's just great. So... well,
Lamont was going to buy potatoes, but the potato famine is back.
Yeah, well, that's what happened. And if you missed all that, it was pretty good. Jerry Falwell Jr. called in. Jim Baker called in. That's all available on podcastarena.com. Do we have a separate
thing? Yep, and it's going to be tweeted out after the show because I didn't want to promote it and make people stop listening right now.
Well, yeah, you have to listen to the rest of the show. That's only fair. So,
in fact, if you don't listen to the rest of the show, you're not allowed to listen to the podcast of it.
And how are you going to police that, sir?
I don't know. I have ways.
Okay.
I'll sit coronavirus on people.
See, what you're supposed to say is that we have it set up to where if you didn't listen, it won't download. And we know that because you had to have listened to 97.5 or the stream for a certain amount of time in order to be able to download. People would have bought that.
You're smarter than I am.
Well, no, people, because think about it. They're out there getting boxes of toilet paper that they don't need. They're buying up ammo. You don't think they would have bought that? You know, we need to start lying to the people like the rest of the media does. And scare the hell out of them. All right.
Boy, did you see this? The Museum of the Bible houses 16 purported Dead Sea Scroll fragments. In a report spanning more than 200 pages, it's been confirmed that all of the fragments are modern forgeries.
Oh, great.
And I think, like, the Hobby Lobby people, the people who own Hobby Lobby, are the ones who bought them and donated them. They spent, like, millions on them.
Oh.
And this is only... It's not all the Dead Sea Scrolls, like, the ones that are in the Jerusalem's Shrine of the Book. like in Israel, those are, they're undisputedly authentic. But these, like everyone thought that these were fragments of it, and it turns out, no, it's they were made in modern times. You got suckered, Hobby Lobby people. It's their museum. The Hobby Lobby guys made a museum. They made a museum of this? Basically to build around it.
Oh, I would think you would make really, really sure before you did all that. I mean, how do you not find that out until now? Kenny said he was able to get some food at Family Dollar with a little weight, no toilet paper. But if you're not trying to buy the whole store, you can avoid the lunatics. Hey, can I share some good news? Because
you're pregnant.
No. My daughter's made her college choice. She is going to stay right here in town and go to the University of Houston, much like her father and her big brother.
Oh.
So I'm happy about that, man. I didn't want her going halfway across the country. Plus,
why not?
Because I actually like hanging out with her on occasion. And it's already paid for. Which is important.
Oh, I forgot about that. Yeah, that's a good call.
So, I mean, it's cool. That way, she'll be close enough that...
She couldn't get into Texas?
I don't even know if she applied for Texas. I know she applied for Penn State and some Ivy League school that she got into, so I'm pretty sure she could have got into Texas.
Why didn't she get into Rice? Is that not paid for? Oh, it's got to be a state school.
Yeah, it's got to be a state school. So, but, I mean, I'm happy because she's close enough that... If she wants to come see me, she can, and she's also far enough away that, you know, nobody's in her face all the time.
Okay.
So, I'm happy about it, and I think she'll do great there.
Did she just text you this decision?
Yeah. Because we've been talking about it a little bit today, because she was actually supposed to go to Penn State this week and visit, and that got canceled. And
she thinks it was a sign from above.
I think it was a sign from the Corona God.
Yeah.
So.
From Corona Man.
Yeah, Corona Man. Say his name 5 times.
The one sporting event that's going to happen this weekend, the UFC fight. Can I take a minute to bitch about something?
You can take as much time as you want to bitch about it.
So I told you yesterday that one of my old training partners is fighting in the main event.
Right.
And he weighed in this morning, and his opponent weighed in this morning. His opponent missed weight for the 5th time in his career. Don't you think at some point, like, there should be a rule that says, okay, if you miss weight once, there's a warning. If you miss weight again, you're no longer allowed to fight at that weight. That should be the rule, right?
And I mean, I could see it 3 strikes. But that'd be the most.
And because of the coronavirus stuff, they're like, they don't want, the doctors didn't think it would be healthy for him to cut the rest of the weight. So basically, he's just going to fight at 158.5 instead of 155. Does that seem kind of garbagey to you?
Yeah, it does.
He's going to get a percentage of his purse, which that's fine and good, but especially because it's going to be a 5-round fight. Like, if I didn't have to dehydrate myself all the way, I wouldn't want to either.
Yeah. That almost seems a little unfair.
It's a lot unfair.
Yeah, I think.
And making weight is, I mean, that's part of your job as a fighter. It's really unprofessional not to. And if it happens more than once, and here's what happened. After it happened a few times, he bumped up to 170. He got thrashed and then dropped back down. And now he's missing weight again.
Well, the fight's going to go on, so there's that. Because I bet you they couldn't find somebody on that short.
No, they weren't going to try to, but he's just going to have to pay. It's probably 20% of his purse.
All right, quick break. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to The Blitz
on ESPN 97.5.
You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. And you know what that music means. It's time for the gambling guru of the universe, the great R.J. Bell, and possibly Steve Fezzik joining us as well. Follow him on Twitter at RJ in Vegas and at Fezzik Sports. And is RJ there, or did I waste another great intro?
He's there. They're finishing up a conversation real quick.
Yeah, I really wish you would tell me that before I go to all the trouble to set this up. And
he was quiet until you started talking to the intro, and then he started a whole new sentence.
Okay. Well, fine. That's like the, what was that movie, Big Daddy, where they wasted the...
Yeah, the good surprise.
Yeah. I wasted the good intro there. Josh said he's heading to Pi Society, jamming us, getting the good stuff while it lasts.
Nice.
I love it. I was talking to somebody today who was going to San Marcos, and I'm like, yeah, make sure you go by Pi Society.
It's a good spot.
I love that place. I still think it's the best pizza I've ever had. But buddy Larry was asking me if Vegas is open. Well, I saw a tweet from MGM Poker Room that their $100 tournament is going off at 7 o'clock.
They're still rolling, man.
Yeah,
that'll be one of the last things, is my guess, that drops out.
I don't think any casino will close. I would be stunned, but you never know. That's what I was, because Vegas would be the last place to just shut down, and a lot of people are. Man, I was thinking about just going and catching a flight somewhere and getting the hell out of town because everything's so cheap. But, you know, I don't know where I mean, most of the things I'd like to do aren't really happening right now. So kind of what's the point other than just get the hell out of here?
Yeah.
So Casino Jay says, another night at Texas Card House. Thoughts and prayers for my corona-infested chips.
Womp, womp.
Yeah, you know, that... boy, I would definitely have some hand sanitizer on me if I'm playing poker before I handle those chips, because that is pretty disgusting. You know what? I wouldn't make fun of you if you were wearing gloves.
Would? Or you wouldn't?
I wouldn't, no.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So, somebody said, don't know if it's 100%, but saw something like Charles casinos are closing. Ooh.
I'd be surprised.
281 said, just canceled our trip to Lake Charles for next weekend, so maybe they are. That would be a shocker. So, man, what kind of world do we live in where they're closing casinos?
I know.
Well, Vegas is still open, and I suspect they will continue to be open. All right, so what's the deal? Okay, because is he still running from the Bill O'Brien conversation? Is that what it is?
I think so.
Yeah. Because we don't have to do that. We can just talk about what the hell's going on in Vegas right now and get an update. So, yeah, like it's funny, the emails I'm getting, like a message from Geico regarding the coronavirus. A message from
every company that you've ever done business with, every restaurant you've ever eaten at, they have to send out this thing now. And they're letting you know, hey, we're cleaning our restaurant. We're cleaning the gym. Oh, like... Yeah, you're doing all the things you're supposed to be doing the whole time.
Well, this thing transmits through the air, not through touch.
Yeah, but I mean, like if you cough into your hand and then we shake hands and then I touch my face, I mean, it could still get there.
It says toilet paper was missing from a Walgreens bathroom. I didn't even check until it was too late. Thank God for those paper things to put on the seat. I've actually had to use those before, too.
Now's the time to use them, certainly.
Yeah.
Boy, if I were you, I would avoid using public restrooms at all costs.
Except Bucky's.
I'm always team don't use public restrooms.
Yeah.
Now is the time I think we should all jump on board that train. It seems like as good a time as any to stop pooping in public. Do women get those things? Like, their bathrooms, I'm sure, have those paper things to put down, huh?
Yeah, I would assume.
Because because they've got to sit down. So,
281 says, Texas State alum as of last August, and I miss San Marcos so bad. I love Pie Society. Also, Gumby's in the porch tap room. All right, good. RJ Bell, who I've already wasted the great intro on. So the people
hey
have heard
guys.
It. What's up, RJ?
Wow, not a lot of sports.
Yeah, we haven't been talking sports.
Yeah, we've...
Oh, my gosh. What have you been talking?
We had an interview with Jerry Falwell Jr. and Jim Baker, where they fought about who should get the money from the people and who had a better relationship with God.
Is this for real?
Yeah, it's for real.
That's cool.
Yeah, I'll tweet out a link after the show.
Yeah.
You'll be able to hear it.
I don't follow you on Twitter, though.
Oh, well, I'll text it to
you.
No,
I do. I'm joking. Who wouldn't follow AJ? Because I like to see when you hit and run on, like, random Twitter people. Do you ever think that you're talking to some kid in his basement?
I don't care. I don't feel bad. If people...
I'm saying you should feel bad for yourself.
No, I don't. I don't. Because at some point, anybody who I clap at on Twitter has already said something to me that, you know, a 12-year-old in their parents' basement shouldn't be saying anyway. You talk to a grown man like that, then you probably deserve whatever you get on Twitter. That's my biggest beef with society today is we've gone away from, like, now everybody will say whatever they want to anybody because there's no repercussions. Like, back in the day, like, nobody was going to come up and say, oh, you're a stupid a-hole, you don't know blue, because that's a good way to get your mouth slapped. And now, because of the internet, no one's afraid to get beat up anymore, so they just say what they want on the internet. I long for the old days when people just got beat up all the time, every time they talk stuff.
As I said, the wickedest man in the world. Now, here's what I'll say is I don't think you'd have the same attitude if you weren't a former UFC fighter. MMA professional.
No, I was more than willing to hit people long before I started fighting professionally.
Yeah, but you were always a physically talented dude when it came to, you know, fighting. That's why you went into MMA.
Well, that's right? That's the thing, RJ.
Chicken and the egg.
Do you remember the days, like, when you were in, let's say when you were in high school?
Yes, I do, actually.
I'm sure there were guys who had
physical... I was afraid to get... Listen, half the people I knew, you were afraid of a fight at any given moment.
But I'm saying...
I actually do believe it's a governing influence.
You were less likely to smack talk someone who you thought could physically pummel you.
There were certain people I had 0% likelihood of back talking.
See, that's... I mean, but that's gone away now because the internet...
You're
just,
right.
And if you say something back... Then the internet looks at you, oh, why are you bullying this guy?
I don't look at that. I think it's beneath you. I don't think you're bullying. I just think it's beneath you.
Oh, there's nothing beneath me.
Ah.
I'm a scumbag, RJ.
So give me the this will be, you know, a chance for us to have a high level, like, this week, what's been the take out of the Blitz boys?
You know,
I mean, D-gens.
We talked a lot about what we would have done with this thing as far as, like, the tournament and stuff like that. And I thought they were on the right path with doing this thing in front of no fans. But I think that the pressure kept getting turned up and nobody wanted to be the first one to, you know, to have a case brought on them where, oh, they let them play anyway. And now this guy got sick or God forbid someone dies. No one wants to be that, you know, that league or that team. So I think the pressure kind of forced him out of it. But I think doing the – because just watching a half of St. John's and Creighton, I was like, oh, yeah, this is going to work. This is going to be good. You don't need fans to have a good basketball game. And
okay, so I didn't see that. So they did play a half of a game with no fans.
The Big East didn't know that everyone else was going to cancel. And since it was the first tournament to start, they played a half Creighton St. John's.
And did the things that you speculated, Fez, about slower pace and shooting background problems, how was the scoring?
Well, there were fans there. I think it did go under first half.
No,
but there
over
were fans.
Went over. It went over first half.
Oh, it did go over. But there were fans in the stadium, right? I mean, it was not empty by any
means.
There were
family. The family of the players were there.
Oh, that was it? Okay.
Okay, so let me ask you this. Couple thoughts. Fez had a great question. I mean, he says a lot of stuff, and you just got to ignore it. And then he had a great question. He said, if Rudy Gobert did not test positive and thus Mitchell wouldn't have, in theory. Would we have canceled? Would anything be canceled right now?
I don't know if it would have happened as quickly, but I think...
Because my question is, what changed? Because to me, I'm the last person, literally the last person to defend the NCAA. I hate the NCAA. I've had legal suits with them. I hate them. And I think they're despicable generally. I thought they got a bum rap here. And it's my belief, if you are critical in an irrational way, then your criticism becomes meaningless. So you got to give credit where credit's due. They were at the forefront of saying no fans before the NBA did. Yep. And then the NBA gets a case, you know, an infection. And it's like 2 hours, you know, on the East Coast time. And people's already on Get Up or whatever saying, oh, this is despicable, the indifference to the players. It's like they were ahead of the NBA like 12 hours before. So give them a couple hours to figure this out. And to me, the only thing that changed, I mean, it's not even a debate, was one, in fact, you know, one test positive.
But I think
if that positive test didn't happen, what would have happened?
I think that any large gatherings like that, we're going to start being shut down because...
Okay, I'm saying no fans is fine. I'm saying the no fans part is fine.
Oh, okay, okay. Yeah, I think you're right.
Would the NCAA tour... Because there has... Correct me if I'm wrong. There hasn't been any other player that's tested positive.
Well, soccer players. There's some...
They don't count.
Guys.
This is America.
Yes. If it weren't for Rudy Gobert testing positive, I agree 100% that... The NCAA tournament would be going on with no fans in the stands.
What do you think, Freddie the Beetle?
I think they may have started it, but I don't think they would have finished it. Because at some point, one of the athletes was going to get it. And when that happened, everybody was going to shut down. It just so happened Gobert was the first.
No, I agree with that. And I think, if anything, the NCAA was the least likely to be able to finish because you had 68 teams.
Right.
And if just one player got it, the whole team had to be quarantined. Now the team's out of the tournament. What do you do? So I agree with you there for sure. But it is interesting, as AJ told me by text before the show, blame the French.
Yeah, I've always been a big believer in that. And listen,
freedom fries, baby.
His teammates have to be pissed at him because he was trying to be a funny guy all week, like touching guys on their faces and things like that in the locker room, trying to make a joke of it. And now one of his team, like, his best teammate gets sick. I don't want to share a locker room with a dude like that.
Yeah, but correct me if I'm wrong. Did he have any reason to think he had it?
No, but so, RJ,
you've been in a locker room. Are you telling me that most people aren't, that there wasn't at least three or four of those jokesters in every locker room?
Dude,
I grew up with that would have been doing this. They would have been licking your hot. They would have been licking your pizza crust.
Oh, I would have hit him.
Well, it seems like your default, AJ, to most things.
It is my default to anything that gets in the way of my physical well-being. I just hit.
Now, you know how they have a slip and fall experts, Fez, where they find places where the owner's rich, or maybe they find out they don't have the proper corporate veil, whatever, and then lo and behold, they fall in front of that place. I would, if it was me, and I'm not trying to give anyone ideas in Houston, I would research AJ's background, find out what sets him off, or listen to the show, and then I'd find him at a time when he drank. I'd have a private investigator follow him when he drank, which means lowered inhibitions, and then I'd come up and start saying stuff to him with someone else taping it. But not taping me, just coincidentally, and have AJ crack me, and then I'm living in AJ's house.
Especially if you got a pre-existing condition. I had that cracked rib, I was thinking when AJ came out, go ahead and piss him off with go contrarian to his picks, maybe pick up a nice payday against those lethal weapons.
So, yeah, I mean, they might be, you actually might be preyed upon, AJ,
I'm okay
because you prey upon others.
I'm okay with it. I'm not preying on anyone. I'm not trying to.
Okay.
Listen, anybody who gets hit deserves it. Trust me.
He is the arbiter of that, by the way.
Yes.
Now, you do drink in public, right?
Rarely. I drink at my house.
Let's just say this. You were drinking like a fish last time we were together in Vegas.
Yeah, I drink at my house. Well, in Vegas. I mean, who doesn't drink in public? But I mostly drink at my house, yeah. But I also have a good lawyer, so I'm not worried about it.
So, Freddie the Beetle, I got a question for you.
Okay.
I am speculating, I just did on the national show, that horse racing has a heck of an opportunity here.
Oh, absolutely.
First of all,
because
you agree.
Yeah, and I mean, like, Sam Houston's running tonight with no fans, which is great, but online wagering. And, you know, with nothing else going on, there's not going to be much for us to bet on. So, yeah, I think they have a great opportunity here to get people interested again. Ironically, it comes on a week where they had maybe one of the worst scandals in a long time where people are talking about, hey, it's time to shut down the sport. Well, nobody's talking about that now because, you know, we have the plague of the 21st century.
And what was the scandal?
There were 27 people arrested by the FBI, trainers, veterinarians, and they were giving horses drugs that you can't test for yet. And basically, it was causing a lot of horse deaths because they couldn't feel pain. They were giving them stuff like snake venom. It's really fascinating stuff. The FBI caught them all on tape. And the FBI was actually looking for something else and then got these conversations on tape and then investigated for 2 years. So, it's worth checking out. I actually wrote a column on it earlier this week, but that happened.
Yeah,
and nobody's talking about that now.
You gotta wonder. And again, I don't even understand. You know, President Trump's in, but you know, obviously he's got problems with his own Justice Department. How much of that is the quote unquote deep state versus his guys? But so this isn't political. I don't know who initiated this. But does that seem like multiple years of multiple agents? And, like, I get sometimes you got to investigate things that aren't going to pan out. But, like, what could have panned? I get there's a lot of love for animals. Seems like there's a lot of human-on-human crime going on.
Hmm.
I don't know.
Well,
The
thing that I would just tack on to that was one of the points of my column is when you go back to the steroid era of baseball, well, that started with horse racing. All of the stuff that they started taking began with horse racing. And so now if you've got PEDs in horse racing that you can't detect, why would we not think baseball players are doing things now that we can't detect? And instead we're blaming it on juice balls again. I mean, why would we not think that?
Or on illicitly stealing signs.
Yeah, well, that's been going on for years.
So here's the thought to me is, is anyone in horse racing ready to go? Meaning a big enough business that they can quickly roll out some advertising. You know, this is going to take an ambitious endeavor. I haven't heard anyone else talk about this. I'm not saying no one has. I'm just saying, Fez, this isn't prevalent, is it? The discussion about horse racing.
No, and why isn't ESPN frantically getting on the bat phone saying, look, we're playing like the March Madness tournament from 10 years ago. Get me a racetrack.
Well, yeah, I mean,
because most of them are under contract with TVG. Yeah, most of them are under contract with TVG. So they already
modified
have
the contract. Buy them out. Do whatever you can.
Yeah, really. I mean, TVG is going to be ecstatic if they can get money, I'm guessing now, you know, get, let's say, double what they were going to get in a little branding piece on ESPN.
Well, I also think a lot of those tracks also have deals with Fox, the Fox Sports channels. So I'm not sure that ESPN could get in there.
Okay. So, are we really saying there's no tracks that?
No, I mean, there's
outside
tracks
of Fox.
No, there's tracks out there, but it's just I don't know what the contracts are like, but I don't know that it would be that easy for them to just say, hey, we're going to run these races. NBC has contracts for the big races too.
Yeah, but so. Remember now, I'm not saying they're going to break. I'm not saying the race track is going to break the contract. Let me give you an example. Fez has a contractual relationship with me. If ESPN, Fox, Big Fox, FS1 probably couldn't afford it, but Big Fox comes in and says, hey, we want, or let's say NBC, we want Fez to talk on NBC's Game of the Week with Mike Florio every week. My first thought is, this is great, right? Pre-game lapel pin, some other branding. Well, first, I'm probably getting on the horn of Florio, who I know, and saying, hey, you picked the wrong guy here. It's RJ's the guy. But if somehow they say they want Fez's hair, then it's a situation where I'm thinking, wow, I'll probably be able to make as much money, if not more, this way. you know, so I can't fathom that TVG isn't going to be amenable to have someone, you know, license what they have a contractual right to.
Yeah, I mean, I guess, but I mean, I don't know what those contracts are like, and I mean, I do know that some of them
they're small.
Well, let me I'm tell sure you, the are. Numbers I'm sure are they small. Are. But I mean, yeah, if I'm ESPN, I'm trying to do that, but you know, I don't know how much NBC pays for all of those, and you'd have to
not
get
much.
Some of that. Yeah, but
right, I mean, obviously, horse race the tracks are shutting down. I mean, story tracks.
Well, I mean, it's not that. I mean, Hollywood Park shut down for a different reason. They wanted to put a football stadium there. So, I mean, you're not losing a bunch of storied tracks.
That's why Blockbuster shut down, because they wanted to put in Panera's Bread. No, they shut down because they weren't making enough money. Right? Mm. I'm not saying that the track would have shut down if they didn't have an offer. But if you have massive real estate in California, you've got offers every month probably.
Well, and
but
they
the economics
got an offer.
Finally became.
Well, they got an offer that they couldn't refuse. But tracks aren't. I mean, storied tracks aren't shutting down. That's kind of a.
Well, wasn't there another one? I mean, I know this has been a while, but another California track in the last like 3 years, maybe.
Maybe up in Northern California, but those aren't storied tracks. I mean, the big tracks there are Del Mar and Santa Anita, and Hollywood Park was part of that. But that was the one, was Hollywood Park.
So. All right, but I mean, in general, on a 10-year window, meaning go back 10 years, because I've been hearing about horse racing dying for 20 years, 25. But let's even go 10 years ago. If 10 years ago it was 100 units of business that tracks were doing, whatever the business, concessions, TV feeds, whatever. Are we at even 65 now? Has it gone down a third in 10 years?
I would say that's probably about right, but I'd have to do the research.
So that's my gut feeling. If you're dropping 33% a decade, it's not a good sign.
No. But I mean, but it's also not accurate to say storied tracks are closing, because that's not really the case.
Okay, so I guess that's what throws me. It was the track that remember that Jeff Bonds guy we used to have? He always used to go. I thought it was Del Mar. So Del Mar is.
Nope.
Was Del Mar supposed to close and
no.
They didn't or something?
No.
Okay.
I think they
fine.
Scaled back some. A lot of the tracks scaled back some of their schedule.
Okay. Well.
Well, right. That's so, actually listen. Not true either, because Santa Anita had to pick up a bunch of dates from when Hollywood closed. So. Both Santa Anita and Del Mar actually got more dates.
So, Fred, from what I'm hearing, it sounds like the horse racing's booming.
No, it's just not. There's just not tracks closing left and right, which is what you know you were saying. And no, it's
no,
not.
No,
it,
listen, struggling. I know. That's why I'm talking. That's why I'm interviewing you. I'm trying to figure it out.
Well, no, it's. I mean, is it thriving? No, but there's some places that they do pretty well. And you know, California, the biggest issue there is once those horses started dying. That became a huge controversy, and that's a bigger issue. You've had several major controversies that have really hurt horse racing over the last year, including the Kentucky Derby. Now you've got these criminal a-holes out there killing horses. It's just that all of that has been in the news lately, and it none of it's good. But there are some tracks that are doing well, and in fact, Sam Houston this year they were giving out more purse money than. They have in years, because the state got behind them and put a bunch of money into it, and they were having some great races and great crowds, and unfortunately, you know, no crowds, but they still have races going on.
Well, my thought is the economics just are not sustainable, because if you have to put on, like we bet the NFL, sportsbooks book it, and it costs them nothing. Like the event happens. If you have to put on horse racing and pay purses and pay trainers and
but what you're,
all of it.
What you're missing here is a really important element. Not in Texas, but almost every other state has casino gaming at racetracks, and they use money from that to supplement the horse racing, and they do very well
with
that.
Which really says it's unsustainable, really. It needs to be literally supplemented, because the problem is they take out, in my opinion – I'm sure I won't be right about this either, is 20% or so.
Sometimes way higher. It depends on the bets. But yes, it is taxed
exactly.
At a
exotics
ridiculous
are higher.
Level.
Yeah. And to me, you can't beat that, right? And if you can, you're like an NBA level, you know, horse track I mean, you're one, you know, a couple hundred people maybe. I'm not even sure there's that many. I know Fred has a great history, so I'm not questioning that with the horses. But to me, if you lose and you lose and you lose and you're losing significantly, because 11 to 10, a drunk baby flipping coins in football is less than 5%. You play the exotics, you're over 20. So it's 4X plus the pace you're going to lose at. So if you're an expert, who knows, right? You can win. But the average guy, how do you keep doing that year after year?
So if you start with $1 million risk per race, after race one, there's 800,000 left, then 640,000, then 500,000. You get where I'm going.
Yes.
All the millions gone by race seven.
And again, I love any game. I mean, this is sick to say. Between the ages of like 17 and 19, I lost like 25,000 in dogs, dog racing. I was killing sports, and I felt like I was just one superfecta away from beating it. And eventually I figured out I couldn't beat it. I mean, those dog tracks, there's a lot. It was in Wheeling, West Virginia, a lot of shady stuff sometimes. But, you know, to me, I love the races. It's just, the trend line seems obvious to me. But
well, but the one thing is, that, and you're right about the takeout, and that's the thing that's always a struggle for all of us. And the reality is some of the bets, it's up to 28%, which is ridiculous. And that's why part of the game now is you have to shop for tracks that have offer lower takeouts on certain bets, like Sam Houston does with
or rebates, right?
Yeah. They give you a 12% takeout. Now the website I use, I get 10% back on every bet. So, that one works out really well in the long term because I'm betting things with 12% takeout.
So, hey, Fez is still here for a minute or as long as you need him. I got to run. One thing, guys, let's talk about it during the week, AJ or Fred. I think we should coordinate and do an NFL preview each Friday if you guys want to. We're going to build it out for our show. Maybe you guys could do the same teams, and then we could have a nice conversation every Friday.
Okay. Yeah, we'll talk about that next week.
Yeah, I'm open. I'm not trying to dictate, but to me, this is an opportunity for us to really get ready for the NFL.
Yeah, that sounds good. I do have one question for Fez, if that's okay. So,
as long as you need him.
Yeah, so we know that, obviously, all the sports betting shut down. Is it business as usual with the casinos on everything else? Because I got a tweet from the MGM Poker Room that they're doing their $100 tournament tonight. Is everything else pretty much still going? Is it just the buffets and sports?
It's not business as usual. I saw that the Wynn Classic poker tournament just got canceled. So it's business as usual in terms of the casinos are open for business, but business seemed to me to be about down 60% when I was just walking through casinos over the last 36 hours. And I got to tell you, it seemed like everyone who was there because they had their trips booked 2-3 weeks ago, and they're already in town. I think that this has the makings of complete ghost town in the casinos during March Madness. And I know that I got some personal invites to the Bellagio at like $59 room rates, as opposed to I'm no VIP at the Bellagio. Normally it's like $249. Yeah. Vegas is desperate for customers.
Yeah, is it getting crazy there? With today we've had ridiculous lines at supermarkets. People are buying up guns and ammo. And I mean, it's just it's kind of getting crazy here. Is that happening there yet?
You know, that's the crowd you run with in your gun shops and the like. And I'm fighting for the last remnants of toilet paper in the places I go to.
Yeah, well, we're having that too. All right, Fez, appreciate the time, man. And we will talk to you guys next week. And be safe out there, man.
Right back at you. Always appreciate it. Take care.
All right. RJ Bell and Steve Fezzik. We'll be right back. It's The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
All right, we're back on The Blitz. Last segment. First race at Sam Houston. Had the winner. Even money, though. But I cashed it.
Hey.
Hey, let's do...
money ain't bad.
Let's do stupid stuff.
Yeah. Stupid stuff we've said this week.
One out of six people, I think, has coronavirus now. I think that's an official number from the government. So we're
which government?
The government.
Oh, okay. I saw they were like first in the others receiving votes in the AP poll. Got all the way up to 26.
Yeah. The AP poll is not.
Well, this guy made it 60 years in the U.S. before he got found out. His name was Friedrich Karl Berger.
Boy, that screams Nazi.
Wouldn't you?
How'd you make it 60? I would have changed my name to just like Dave.
Or Freddy.
How about them next?
Hey there, sports guys. How you doing?
I don't know, but your phone connection sucks, Lisa.
Oh, don't say that. You can't hear me?
No, are you on speakerphone?
Yeah, I'm on speaker. Should I come off speaker?
Yeah, click off speaker. It's a professional radio broadcast.
Okay. All right, is that better?
That's better, yeah. What do you got, Lisa?
Yeah, that is a police car behind him.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't get too close because this guy's going to spin out at some point, and now he's slowing. Hey,
what?
Hey, what happened here?
A commercial?
Channel 13, you went to commercial? How dare you?
Take it with him?
Oh, no.
Here we go.
No, okay. We'll go over to Channel 11 here. There you go. They've got a helicopter in front of him. This is a very different view for us.
Yeah, different angle.
Yeah, we're used to calling play-by-play from behind. I'm thinking, while you're making your movie, I think I want to get backing.
You mean my film?
Your film? Okay. Yeah. I mean, well, why is it not a movie?
It's a little more highbrow than that.
Oh, really? You're one of those. So you're going like for Sundance Film
Fest. This is art.
Oh, no. Right. Go show it at South by Southwest.
That's where I plan on
showing it. Oh, wait. Yeah. So we said, watch the movie Lighthouse, Fred. They showed you exactly what it would be like to have sex with a mermaid. But is it one of those gruesome mermaids?
What about that show, The Shape of Water?
That's kind of similar, but that's not for me.
But that wasn't that a girl having sex with a manfish?
Well, no, it was a fish.
Yeah, but what's the big difference? I mean,
wouldn't you want to do the female a mermaid, not a merman?
That's really homophobic.
I mean, I know Fred.
Look, I mean, dude, I'm open to whatever.
I mean, hey, it's 2020, Aaron. Maybe get with the times, bro. Did you see that Italy is basically, they're like, hey, you're shut down. You're locked down, Italy. The prime minister there, which I think is like the king, said, you're not allowed to leave your house anymore. Everyone stay put at home. Everybody, stay home, stay home. That's the rule now.
Thank you, Luigi.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, you need to go to the market to get the spaghetti. No, stay home. Call the favor app and to make them bring you the spaghetti. Yeah.
Stupid stuff we said this week.
Oh, boy. All right. That's going to wrap it up. Great job, Aaron. Great job, AJ. Pretty good today. Pretty good all week, actually. Been a good week for me. Till Monday, everybody.
Thanks to Lance Erline, too. Yeah. Lance gets a
shout out.
A writing credit on today's program.
Yeah. Yeah, did very well. And hope everybody has a great weekend. Stay safe. And I can't really say stay sportsy, so just stay stuffy, bitches.
This is Heisman Trophy winner, College Football Hall of Famer Eddie George, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.